This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. An Adams County judge on Friday reduced the prison sentence of one of the Aurora paramedics convicted in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Peter Jakuniak will now serve 4 years probation for authorizing the administration of a lethal dose of ketamine to Elijah McClain. He was originally sentenced to 5 years in prison for second-degree assault and negligent homicide. He served about 10 months of that sentence. Judge Mark Warner cited Jakuniak as not being an ongoing risk to society as a reason for reconsidering the sentence. His release date has yet to be determined. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Park officials in Arizona say that a man from Salida recently died while on a river trip through the Grand Canyon. The National Park Service says that 59-year-old Patrick Horton was on the 10th day of a private, non-commercial trip along the Colorado River. According to the Park Service, members of his party found him deceased and reported it last week. An investigation is underway. COVID-19 hospitalizations rose again this week to 163. That, according to the state health department, that is the highest level since the end of January. While it's well below the peaks of the pandemic, it is twice as many as reported in May. Public health experts say that the now available vaccines are safe and effective, and it's a good idea to get a COVID-19 shot at the same time as you do your flu shot. For more news, visit CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.